Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you're here. You know, here's another reminder for you that this is happening tomorrow evening. Des Moines Mayor Frank County will be joined by Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett and the city planner and urban designer Jeff Speck. Now, what's going on? Well, Cornett led his city on a diet to lose 1 million pounds in an initiative to design the city around people and not cars. Speck is the author of Walkable City and is an international advocate for smart growth and sustainable design. The event, by the way, is organized by the Urban Land Institute. And speaking of losing weight and getting healthy, it's exactly why we have these two people in studio with us. With us is Jason Rose and Lisa Cleaver, and they're here to talk about not only the Des Moines Cycle Club, walkability, rideability, but also getting healthy. Welcome to the News Hour, Lisa. Good to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
And Jason, good to see you again, my friend.
Good evening. Good to see you as well.
This, by the way, is year three.
That is correct.
For this adventure, isn't it? Who would have thought year one would have ever gotten
year one was such a success for us. We rolled it out for a second year, and we found even greater success with the second year. So we're ready to do this again and have an even better year this third year around.
Now, this is a program of the Des Moines Cycle Club, correct?
That is correct, right. Yep.
And so break down what, first of all, what is the Des Moines Cycle Club?
The Des Moines Cycle Club is a club of bicycling enthusiasts. It's been around for many, many, many years here in the Des Moines area. We get together in the off season. We get together monthly with our members and have meetings. And then in the spring, summer, fall months, we get together as often as we can and we ride our bicycles.
Ride those bicycles all over the place. And this year, the Des Moines Cycle Club has doing Pedal Off the Pounds for the third year. And this is a health and fitness program. Talk about that a little
Correct.
Bit.
Correct. Pedal Off the Pounds was a culmination of wanting to get some new members into the club, as well as getting some people that maybe wanted to get back into bicycle riding but didn't know how to get started or where to go, what kind of a bike to buy. Those people that are really intimidated, maybe when they walk into bike shops, they get sweaty palms because they don't know who to talk to or what questions to ask. So we're looking for those people that haven't been on a bike maybe in 10, 15, 20, even 30 years. Wow. We get those kind of people, as well as the people that are looking to drop, you know, 15, 20 pounds. Year one, our Pedal Off the Pounds winner lost a total of 52 pounds in the program.
In the 22 weeks it was going.
In 22 weeks, yep. And Pedal Off the Pounds, you mentioned that 22 weeks, it runs from the beginning of May through the end of August. And it's a biggest loser type of a program, if you will, where we get together every single Monday evening and we'll get together as a group and we'll talk about nutrition, food recipes and ideas, in addition to cycling tips and things like that that beginning cyclists would need to know. We have special guests come in and speak for us occasionally. And then we have some fun challenges.
Yeah, I think the challenge is a lot of fun. You know, there's the things from changing a tire to what is it?
The bike crawl is a fun one.
Bike crawl.
We have a photo scavenger hunt where we pick items out throughout the Des Moines community that you can access by bike trail. And you have to find those items, snap a picture of them, come back with those.
And these teams are competing against each other, and the reward for the winning team is a half pound advantage or a pound advantage or whatever it is.
Right, and we have prizes on a weekly, monthly, and then a grand prize at the end of the 22-week program.
Yeah, last year, the winner happened to be?
Her name is Lisa Cleaver, and as you've already introduced, she's here with us tonight.
Would it be right here?
She's a lot thinner than the last time I saw her.
She's half of what she used to be, for crying out
loud. I'm down 75 pounds.
75 pounds.
Yeah.
No kidding.
At the end of the program, it was 34 the end of August, and it just continued. It was a lifestyle change. It just wasn't, you know, just a stop and start kind of thing. It continued on. I got a lot of good information and healthy habits and bad habits in the rearview mirror. And, and I'm still pedaling.
So this is really interesting, 75 pounds in less than a year, as a matter of fact.
Right. I got to be honest, I didn't realize it was,
I didn't
was
realize
that number.
That
it is.
So
that's awesome.
It is awesome,
thank you.
Isn't it? So, all right, so let's just break it down here. Before
okay.
you started Pedal Off the Pounds, What was life like for you?
Well, you know, I biked some. I exercised often, but you know, I was practically a marathon eater. I ate often and I ate a lot, and yeah. that was it. And I remember seeing the Pell Off the Pounds program and didn't get in on the first round, but I was so tickled when I was able to sign up and join the group during the second time they had it.
Yeah, and over that time period, what did you learn about yourself?
Well, you know, I learned that a couple things. Coach Ertl, that wrote the book Pell Off the Pounds, I read, and he's kind of a mentor with the whole program, and he had a few things, and the one thing that really stuck out to me is the three things. If you eat when you're not, don't eat or drink when you're not hungry, and don't eat or drink empty calories, and exercise daily. You put those three things in place. You don't have to go look for a magic pill or anything. Yeah. It's just a lifestyle.
It's going to change things, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a person that also lost some weight, and I know my bride who would have been here with us today, except for the fact that she's caring for two puppies that's got snipped and chipped today. So she's back at the ranch. But it really is an amazing life transformation. But for you, Lisa, you lost 75 pounds. That's like, what's it like to be able to get on a bike now and or to walk up a flight of stairs? I mean, this is life changing.
You know, it's you know, what brought to mind the other day was buying a bag of cat food, and that was 20 pounds. And that I thought, okay, that's 20 pounds. But do that, you know, three of those, another half, and that. And that was somewhere all over me. And I'm just thinking, you know, I used to, you know, wonder what clothes, you know, was going to fit today or wear. Right. I haven't tucked in before this and lost the weight. I hadn't tucked in a shirt in years. Mm. So it was really nice. You know, the ankle bones showed up again, you know.
So it was not only just a sudden onset of obesity, but this has been a long time coming.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I look back at the photos and I think, part of it came when my kids played five sports and I ate at the concession stands through Central Iowa. So that was a problem in that.
But yeah, but you were, you know, I think, Jason, what's so amazing about this is, and not only from Lisa's standpoint about losing the weight and keeping it off now and continuing to keep it off, but this really does, there's an accountability partner to this whole pedal off the pounds thing.
Yeah, and that was one of the successes that we came up with last year is to keep people more accountable is we have them go within the groups and find somebody that they don't know, somebody that will help keep them accountable, show up to the meetings every Monday night, get out, you know, as often as they can throughout the week and ride, you know, even if it's a 5 mile or a 10 mile ride a couple of nights throughout the week or on the weekend. Because this program will only work if you put in what you put into it, but it requires more than on just Monday nights. I mean, it's a lifestyle change, as Lisa mentioned. Right. Not only do you have to pick out an exercise, and any medical professional, any physical trainer will tell you, for you to stick with an exercise program,
tough.
It's got to be one that you enjoy.
Yeah,
sure.
It's got to be one you enjoy.
And you know, and God bless the people that run and people that walk. I get that. That's loads of fun for them, but I can't do it. I just, you know, I don't like to run. I find it. But bicycling, you know, I like to go places and see things and do stuff.
You're exactly right on that. And bicycling is so much easier on your joints. It's a low-impact sport, unlike running. Running will certainly burn more calories, but you can't run for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours regularly. Yeah. Like you can get out on a bicycle and you can ride for 4 hours and see lots of sights and have a lot of fun with that.
And the camaraderie at the same time. So it is the Des Moines Cycle Club, and you can get more information on the Des Moines Cycle Club page.
That's correct, and that's www.dmcycleclub.com.
And beyond just the health and fitness that Lisa was telling us about, there's a real economic development story here, too, because didn't you do a survey the first year that you did this, and there were thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars spent
at the local, the local area bike shops. We interviewed everybody in the program with the money that they had spent, whether it be buying a new bicycle or bike shorts or helmets, whatever accessories they needed to participate in the program. between all of the participants, all of the bike shops in the local area, there was a tune of $47,000 spent. So, yeah, that's $47,000 the bike clubs or the bike shops wouldn't have seen without our program.
And it's back in the economy.
Absolutely.
Know? Absolutely. Super, super thing. Lisa, congratulations
Thank
to you.
You.
We will
Thank
see you,
you
on
much.
The trail. Yep. It seems like I've seen you every day this week.
Yeah,
you know?
It's been nice.
Sunday, Monday, nice. Today. You know, it's all over the place. Jason, thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely.
And talking about
thank
this.
You for having us.
That's
thank
quite
you.
All right. It is dmcycleclub.com. It is pedal off the pounds, and it starts when?
We have our informational meeting next Monday evening, and that's out at the Orchard Place just off of Southwest 9th and Porter Avenue. So we'll have an informational meeting that night, and it officially kicks off on Monday, May 4th.
Oh, okay. How many hundreds of thousands of dollars does this cost to join?
It's $50 to get into the program if you are an existing Des Moines Cycle Club member, $75 if you're not a member.
Yeah, and to get healthy and fit. And
$75 is a drop in the bucket compared to a gym membership.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Lisa. Good to have you here. You. We're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up next, and then we'll take a look at the Iowa 25 right after we look at the weather and the traffic. Thanks for being with us. It is DesMoinesCycleClub.com. Check it out. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.